I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a conversation with Rob Ruck, author of Raceball. But first, stories about competitive cyclists getting injected or injecting themselves with various substances are myriad. Those stories don't have happy endings. But when have you heard about a whole team of competitive cyclists defined positively in part by virtue of the injecting they do? Phil Sutherland, the co-founder of Team Type 1, is here to tell you that story. Phil, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You were diagnosed with diabetes when you were only 7 months old, as I understand it. What prognosis did the doctors who diagnosed you give to your parents at that time?
You know, they essentially told my mom, you know, after I'd lost 10 pounds in 2 days, been misdiagnosed twice, they finally came in and said, we have good news and we have bad news. Good news is your son's going to live for now. Bad news is he's got juvenile diabetes. Based on current standards of care, treatment, and technology, if he lives to 25, which probably won't happen, he'll either have renal failure or be blind.
And how old are you now?
Well, I look 16, but I'm actually now 29. And at 25 years of age, myself and seven other type 1 diabetics set a world record in a bike race across America. So to the doctor, how about them apples?
Yeah, so thumb your nose at the MDs on that one.
Exactly.
When did you decide to take up competitive cycling?
I started riding a bike when I was 12 years old, did my first race at 13, and it was, for me, the first time I was normal, because when you're riding bikes, everyone has to worry about blood sugar. Everyone has to fuel the body. And you know, it was a way to get away from my mom nagging me on, what's your blood sugar? Did you do your insulin? What'd you eat? It was a way to be free. You know, riding turned into racing, and got to the point where I was actually pretty damn good on the bicycle. And I started winning a lot of races. One of them was the SEC Criterium Championships when I was racing for the University of Georgia. A guy came up to me and said, hey, I see you're checking your blood sugar. Do you have diabetes? And I said, nah, that's a bad habit I picked up freshman year in college. And we hit it off. Just so happened that guy also had diabetes. However, you know, for me, control was something I took pride in. I live every day to make sure I don't go blind from diabetes, and I work very hard at that. My buddy Joe, though, he wasn't taking that control, and he didn't really care, and which is, it's easy in a disease like diabetes, which it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day that you're alive. We started placing some bets to where the higher blood sugar paid for dinner. Joe paid for all my meals for a while. And then, he finally took control. And for me, that was a light switch in my life that, you know, helping people actually feels really good.
Are there a lot of potentially competitive cyclists lining up to join Team Type 1?
Yeah, there's, I get emails every day. I remember in 2005 when I was putting the team together for the Race Across America, it was a struggle to find seven other athletes with diabetes who could compete. Over the last 5 years, 6 years now, Team Type 1's grown to an organization of 136 people. I've got 60 Type 1 diabetics and a waiting list of about 50 athletes from countries all over the world who want to be a part of our racing team. There's 12-year-olds who say, I'm going to race on your team in the Tour de France one day.
And this has been successful. I mean, you guys aren't just out there to publicize the good works. You guys win.
Yeah, we're not here to show that, you know, you can go ride a bike with diabetes. We're here to show that if you take control, if you check your blood sugar, if you manage this disease, there's no dream that's too big. And we're racing in Italy today in the Strada Bianchi race, which is a classic race in Italian cycling, European cycling. We're also doing a Criterium in Singapore. I think I've got about 50 athletes who are doing their first races of their season all across the United States here.
I've read that at races in South Africa and Italy, as well as here in the U.S., fans have been especially supportive of your team. How has that support manifested itself as you've raced along?
You know, the support's been phenomenal. But what it's really allowed us to do is to make more of a difference in the communities. I brought 6 type 1 diabetics to do the tour of Rwanda. Every child dies of diabetes, you know, but for us to come there and, you know, show them that, hey, with good control, you can live, we put a piece of hope in their lives that they never had before. And on top of that, we brought, you know, diabetes supplies for them, and we're now working on a 3-year program so that we can, you know, sustain the program and then scale the program so that every child in the world has access to medicine.
Tell me a little more about your plans going forward, both in terms of where you will next race and in terms of what Team Type 1 is going to be trying to accomplish.
So the goal for Team Type 1 since 2007 has been to put a Type 1 diabetic in the Tour de France by 2012. you know, we're on track to do that. We're doing major races all around the world. Our biggest race here in the U.S. will be the Amgen Tour of California this May. I want my team to win that. We took the King of the Mountains jersey last year, which was a great, great honor, but now we want to win. At the same time, we've launched a diabetes sports research platform to try and figure out how do we optimize blood glucose, you know, for performance.
Phil, you have talked a lot about control and taking control of your own life, but are there problems that you've had, physical problems that have come up as a result of your diabetes?
Yeah. I mean, when I was growing up, you know, I'd get the flu every year, and that would mean a trip to the hospital. You know, there were times where I had seizures, and I went to sleep in my bed. I woke up in a hospital. There were lessons that I learned. Diabetes is not easy. Most insurance companies only pay for 6 test strips a day. Well, guess what, insurance? If I don't check 20 times a day, I don't control this disease. If I don't control this disease, I can't live a full life with diabetes. The thing I get the most is parents telling me they can't afford test strips for their children. Their insurance company won't pay for it. I live a good life because I check my blood sugar. I live a good life because I give insulin. I live a good life because I take control of my diabetes. But I don't care if I have to call 7 times to the company and say, if you don't pay for my test strips, I'm just not going to check at all, and they're going to pay for my hospital visit. You know, you got to get pushy with these people. And I say we're doing all this work around the world, but, you know, our big focus is here in the U.S., and we want to help make sure that everyone in the U.S. has everything they need to take control as well.
Phil Sutherland is the co-founder of Team Type 1, which now includes a women's professional team and an elite amateur team, among other aggregations. Phil, thank you very much for coming in to speak with me.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.